So there's a race going on. These two guys want to finish together, and the third placer comes racing in super fast and quickly, nabs that win. And as you can see,
good for him.
You think good for him. So, I mean, there are two sides of this opinion. There's one, you snooze, you lose, you know, tortoise in the hare type of thing. That's what happens. Whatever. My personal opinion is this on this. There are some people who just want to win, and then there are other people who want to be the best. Now, coming in very last second at the end of a race, and these two guys, they wanted to finish the race together, holding hands, whatever, cheering. We're going to share first place probably. And then you come in, and you just swoop in, and you steal that first place. In my personal opinion, that, to me, not everybody feels this way, and that's fine. That's, to me, you may have won, but you're still not the best. I feel like when doing those types of competitions, if you're getting a win off of some cheap move like that, I personally would not feel right about that trophy, especially when I'm reminiscing and telling the story. I would feel like a cheat because I don't feel like that win
you're judging
is truly deserved.
You're judging his moral character.
It's called good sportsmanship. Okay. It's a whole thing. In the sports world, being a good sport, having good sportsmanship.
I'd probably swoop in.
Because you're a different type. There are some people where there are amazing stories where somebody would fall right at the end of the race. They'll fall and like break their ankle when they're like 10 feet away from the victory. Yeah. And then the second placeman would be like, you're clearly better than me.
I know.
And they'll pick the person up and give them the first
place.
Let
me watch the video again.
That's good sportsmanship. So playing it again, they're like cheering. They're trying to get their nice little photo finish together. They can't come in full speed doing that type of photo finish neither. And then he just swoops in. Woo!
They must have known, though, because they know they're not the only ones there. So,
I mean, I think they went on the assumption that everybody in this race is going to be a good sport. I think they went on that assumption, which, there's being a good sport. There's being someone good and fair in competition. And there's wanting to be the actual best and not getting the title of you came in first place. There's a huge difference between those two things. One's being a good sport, one's being honorable and honest, and the other one's just swooping in for a victory.
I feel kind of bad because I feel like I would be the I don't want to be this person, but I feel like if I was in the middle of the race, I would probably go, because none of them were hurt. It wasn't that circumstance.
Well, they were trying to get a nice photo finish. You can't go in full speed getting a photo finish
I recently saw a video of the same thing, except this guy was helping his brother who was doing this race for the first time, who was kind of he had something wrong with his leg. Yeah, he was like a little bit crippled, and it was clear as day that they were going to win it first, and these people should have let him, but the other guy just swooped in. Mm-hmm. It's not that case. In this case, I see two friendly brothers. I think I would be the one to kind of swoop in and take the lead.
But
I do feel bad saying that because I don't like that moral. I don't like being that person.
I would not want my future children to be the type of person that would swoop in like that guy did. I would not want my kids to be like that. I would want them to be good sports. I would want them to understand and be honest with themselves and respect other people and understand the circumstances in the situation.
Yeah.
Because when you're in that final stretch of those types of races, the race is done at that point. Unless the person in front of you is still going hard as F, then the race isn't over and you're neck and neck with someone. At that point, 10 feet away from the end of probably a 30-mile race, the race is over at that point. They were just getting their nice little photo finish. The race is over. If you're a good sport, the race is over. But no, this guy clearly comes in like that, whatever.
Yeah. So,
there's a difference.
Do you not like that I would probably be the swooper?
I don't think you would be the swooper. I think in the moment you would say to yourself, I don't think you would swoop in like that.
I don't think any of them are thinking after a long race like that.
No, they're thinking that. They've been training for that thing probably for years.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are in that type of circuit. In that type of life. And I see the way you work in your professional career. You would never swoop in on somebody else's stuff.
No, that's completely different.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It translates. He's that type
of person. No, but this is a competitive sport. It's like you're there to get the title. I'm a very competitive person. That's why I'm saying that.
You're a competitive person, but I'm saying is I think if you saw saw something in your personal life, in your work life, that was a comparable situation to that, I don't think you would swoop in on somebody else and undercut them.
Yeah, but in that situation, I think I would.
That is a swoop in under.
I think in that, what I'm saying, in that situation, I see these two brothers who are probably training for a long time, who's trying to get this moment, and there's me, who've been training just as long. I'm going to swoop in.
And you're clearly hundreds of feet away.
I'm going to swoop
in. Because you did not pace yourself properly throughout the whole race.
But like that's the whole game, right?
Like they're clearly, if I'm coming through and I see those two people, they won the race. They're clearly better than me. They're 10 feet away from the end of the race. They're clearly better than me. You would still sweep in.
Are they like, they're not that close to the line. I could still
sweep. Line was like right, that was the end of the race.
Okay, I don't know. This is too much for me. This is like making me feel bad that I would be a swooper.
You're a swooper. You're a chronic
just
swooper.
In that situation, not in other situations. In that specific situation, I would have assessed the situation and be like,
I'm a swooping.
They probably got other achievements.
You're acknowledging your...
they probably
got more. So you're acknowledging that you're a swooper. But like you acknowledge that...
In that situation, yes. Okay. Yes, yeah.
But do you acknowledge that it may not be a good sportsmanship type
thing? Absolutely. That's why it makes me feel bad saying that. That's why I'm saying, like, why do I feel like I would be a... Okay. Like, that doesn't character me, though. Maybe it does. Just for that.
I'm going to watch myself with you now.
Yeah. You know me. I play chess. I couldn't even do tic-tac-toe with you yesterday.
Yeah, you're a board flipper.
I'm a board flipper.
Yeah. She beat me 3-1 in tic-tac-toe. As soon as I won the one, she started scribbling out the whole entire page.
Yeah. I got to keep my title.
You gotta keep your title. All right. I'm done. Thank you for watching. Like and subscribe. Peace out.